taking your seat and coming into a position that feels supported and comfortable. It allows a sense of dignity to be in the body. The spine is upright and long, so there's room for the diaphragm to move freely. A way of sitting so the body can be relaxed. And aligned so that as little muscular effort as possible is needed to hold you upright. Inviting a sense of heaviness as the weight of the torso drops down into the pelvis. The weight of the pelvis into the chair or the cushion beneath you. Feeling the places where the body rests. Perhaps the feet on the floor, the hands on the legs or in the lap, feeling the air or your clothes on your skin. And bringing the awareness, the attention to the breath. Noticing the qualities of the breath without trying to force anything or make the breath be a certain way. Simply observe it. Is it smooth or choppy? Does it catch anywhere? Does it feel shallow or deep? Not judging what you find as either good or bad, but simply noticing what is. And where do you feel the breath most in the body? You might notice the feeling in the nostrils. The soft sensation of the breath on the upper lip. Perhaps a feeling in the throat. In the chest. The rib cage. The abdomen, what moves in the body as you breathe? And can you watch that place as the breath comes and goes? and with a sense of curiosity. Not so much thinking about the breath as simply experiencing it. Can you stay with the breath all the way through the inhalation and all the way through the exhalation? Can you be aware of that moment when the inhale comes to an end? And perhaps the briefest of pauses before the exhale begins. And knowing when you get to the very end of the exhalation, and then the inhale begins. You may find that the mind wanders away even before one breath cycle is completed. Simply bring the attention back. And even if the mind drifts away yet again before that breath cycle is completed, as soon as you notice the attention has wandered off the breath, without judgment, simply come back. That is the practice. As best as possible, experiencing the breath at the center. And the thoughts, the emotions, they are at the periphery. Letting go of the need to control anything, to fix it, change it, improve it. Simply allowing yourself to be. Right here, with this inhale and this exhale. Bringing the awareness to the breath is very subtle and tender. This breath that supports life. You connect to something both simple and profound. Letting go of the need to be a certain way as you attempt to rest in the breath. Letting go of the concern of whether you're doing it right or well enough. Whether the mind is busy, distracted, agitated today, or whether the mind is calm, focused, quiet, whether there's a sense of dullness or sleepiness, or a sense of clarity and presence. Treating each experience the same. Simply an aspect of this moment. And when thoughts arise, when the mind follows some inner narrative, some storyline, simply notice that. Perhaps label it thinking. And know that you are already back in the present. Don't worry. Don't create tension by trying to fight against the thoughts that keep coming, trying to push them down. So long as you are aware that you are thinking, aware of what you are thinking, and bring the mind back to the breath, then you're practicing. All is well. concentration deepens and develops over time. The fact that you are practicing is enough. This moment, whatever it holds, is enough. And as we bring this practice session to a close, make the intention to come back home to the breath. Again and again throughout your day as a way to reconnect with the feeling of presence.